Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We have a poll question every week. We ask a different question right there on the homepage. We'd like to know what you think, so keep us posted on that. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Colin Price is with us. He's our new friend, soon to be old friend. He's the co-author, along with Scott Keller, of the book Beyond Performance, and Colin runs the global practice for McKinsey, which get him to tell us about that in a second. He's written a number of books, and this is his new one. Colin, tell us a little bit about McKinsey.
Okay, sure. So McKinsey is one of the world's big management consulting firms, and I guess the thing that we do that we pride ourselves on is try and find the truth. Yeah. Right? So we do a lot of research. This research that created the book was a 10-year piece of research, 500 companies, 650,000 people. So a massive, big research effort to try and get at some of the underlying wisdom of what makes some organizations succeed and, sadly, what helps some organizations fail.
And the website, McKinsey.com, is that it?
It is indeed.
Yeah. McKinsey.com. Yeah. And the book, Beyond Performance, is available wherever books are sold, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is there a website? Is there a website for the book?
There is a website. If you go into McKinsey.com, there's a special, and you just type in Beyond Performance,
okay.
A special website for that. Right. And, of course, it's on sale through all the usual outlets online.
Check it out.
Yeah,
we're talking about, as we went to the break, you were saying that one of the advantages that I was making the statement that based on your own research and the importance of being able to lead change in the 21st century as globalization comes into fruition, that the only real advantage big companies are having over small companies is their ability to scale. And I agree with that. But then I said, is scale becoming, as marketplaces find more niches, scale is still going to be important, but there's still going to be plenty of room for small companies because of these niches. And so that's my question. What do you think about that, Colin?
Yeah, so I think that question is spot on. Let me give you an example that everyone will know about. Right? So we all know Apple, right? They've been a very successful company. And we think about them having a huge share of the mobile phone market, the cellular phone market. In fact, they only have 4% of that market, but they have about 30% of the profit from that market. So there's an example of a relatively small niche which generates massive value. And that's where the identifying those profit pools and the niches of business within them and moving quicker than any big company could do to exploit them.
Mm-hmm. And so what would be your advice to small business owners as we talk about moving beyond performance and trying to seek excellence? This is something I talk about all the time is the importance of not trying to be perfect, just try to be excellent. What would be your advice to small business owners?
So I talk a lot to small business owners, and I find that they get this stuff intuitively easier than big businesses. And there's two bits of advice. One is don't mirror the worst aspects of big business, right? So the bureaucracy, the silos, the politics, the slowness, you don't need that stuff. So
the price war,
you don't get infected with that virus.
The price war, don't forget that. Don't get into a price war with those guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then on the other side of the equation, how can a small business beat a big business? By focusing on very specific niches that the big business will miss out because of its desire to spread across the whole of the world or the whole of the segment. So small businesses shouldn't take on big businesses in a scale war where the game is about scale, but should be able to identify those particular value opportunities within those niches.
Well, you know, hearing you talk about that made me think about the experiment that you've heard about, where if you want to fill up a vessel with rocks and boulders, if you put the gravel in first, you'll never get all of it in there. But if you put the rocks in first, and then let the gravel fill in around in all the little crevices of the rocks and against the vessel, then you can get all of it in there. So maybe that's what small business owners should do, is focus on, you know, observe what the big companies are doing, and then try to find the little crannies and nooks where the opportunities are. Because small business owners, this is the thing I try to drive home all the time, Colin. I want your thoughts on it. Small business owners don't have to conquer the world to be successful.
Yeah, for sure. And in fact, our research shows that the bigger you are, the less likely you are to be healthy, right? So if you go back to this definition of health, right? It's about your ability to move faster than the market. So that's just, and who would think otherwise, right? You know, big companies are going to be slower than small companies.
Yep.
So that's the advantage.
As we wrap up here, Colin, is quicker better than big in the 21st
quicker
century?
Quicker is better than big. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
if you identify the right market, quicker is better than big.
I like that. And give us the website again.
So it's McKinsey.com.
All right.
Just type in Beyond Performance.
You can find the book there. Also, wherever books are sold, by Scott Keller and Colin Price. Hey, Colin, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Of course I will, Jim. I enjoy it.
I've enjoyed it very much. Thanks for being here. Good job. Colin Price, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from London. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.